we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today, our topic, the value of family devotions. Family devotions are important. I don't know of anyone who would deny that. It's worthwhile for many reasons to gather your family together each night to spend a few minutes in reading the Word of God and in praying. But have you ever stopped to think that not all of the value is for the children? There are important results that help you as the parents also. One of the most important results of family devotions is that they help the father grow spiritually as he leads others in worship. The very act of leading the family will help you, a Christian father, develop some skills that are necessary in directing the worship of a larger body. The oral reading of Scripture, looking for difficult verses that you would ask questions about, explaining the verses to your family, finding principles that can be applied to the family members' differing situations, leading in group prayer, asking questions or assigning responsibilities that will involve the other members of the family in the devotional time. All of these are skills that you can use as you direct the activities of a larger group at church. A Sunday school class, some kind of a Bible study group at church or perhaps at work, even directing the congregation on occasions. All of these use these same techniques to some degree. As you carry your responsibilities faithfully in your family devotions, you'll prepare yourself to better serve the Lord in other areas. You'll notice that I said, as you carry your responsibilities faithfully. All too often, family devotions are carried on in a very careless manner, with no thought given to planning them. Now, you wouldn't teach a Sunday school class that way. You wouldn't conduct a prayer meeting that way. You wouldn't bring the challenge at a high school social activity that way. Then why should you expect to conduct your family devotions that way? Family devotions are just as important as any other spiritual activity. In fact, considering that your own children are involved, family devotions are more important than most other spiritual activities to your family. And so you need to give some thought as to how you'll carry them out. It's not just a matter of keeping a bookmark in your Bible so that you know where you quit reading the night before. You need to look the passage over in advance, spot some likely problem areas, some words that are difficult to pronounce, verses that are puzzling in their interpretation, verses that are important because of some practical Bible truth that they teach, little-known Bible facts, and prepare yourself in advance. Look the words up in a dictionary. Jot down a few notes in the margin of your Bible. Underline a key word or verse. Get ready to lead your family, not merely to participate with them in the devotional time. Give some thought to your family's participation. Have they all had a chance to read? Have they rotated the prayer time so that all of them have led in prayer recently? Are some of them sitting back passively, not entering into the questions and answers? Think of ways to involve the whole group. And by doing these things, your family devotional time will be improved. In addition, you'll help prepare yourself to serve the Lord on a wider scale. This is one of the most practical results of family devotions, but it will come only as you take your leadership seriously. I urge you, begin today. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.